time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jen Maestas. She is with East Carbon Community Days. A lot of fun going on this weekend out there in East Carbon and Sunnyside area. And we're going to talk about all of it right now. Jen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's get down to it. Everything kind of kicks off on Saturday, correct? Or Friday, I'm sorry, Friday.
Yes, Friday. We've got the Miners parking lot party kicking everything off at 3 p.m. That'll just be in the actual parking lot of the Miners grocery store there in Sunnyside.
Okay, and what's going on with that?
So that basically is kind of like a carnival type thing, kind of focused on kids. All benefits from that will go to Bruin Point Elementary. So they've got lots of fun stuff going on, lots of games, face painting. Last couple years they've had a dunk tank where our police officers are participants in that, so lots of fun stuff going on.
Are they willing participants?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but they do it with a smile anyway.
All right. So you've got that going on, and that starts at 3, you said?
Correct.
And that runs until about 6, I think
goes,
you were saying?
Yep, goes till about 6 p.m., and then right after that, people head over to the Sunnyside Little League field and do Color Days, which is put on by Carbon Medical and the Helper Clinic. So kind of think the big chalk festival. So you can buy bags of chalk, different colors, I believe, for a dollar each and throw them at each other. Sounds kind of fun,
there
right?
There you go. As long as you got a way to get clean afterwards,
yeah,
I guess
we'll pull out the fire hoses. That should work for it.
There you go. So that'll run right after, you said, at about 6. Then at 7 o'clock, we've got a kind of the kids' rodeo is going to go on.
Yeah, so people want to show up kind of early. You know, they'll be setting up, you know, probably around 6, but kids' events start off around 7. You've got mutton busting. You've got lots of different things throughout the rodeo. There will be a chicken chase and lots of different things, and then the main event will start at 8 o'clock.
And you said it's important to get there early on the kids' rodeo because it's first come, first serve,
correct,
right?
Correct. So for the mutton busting and the events that kick off at 7:30, it's first come, first serve, and there are a lot of participants for that, so make sure you show up.
Okay, and then the main rodeo itself starts at 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Yep, 8 o'clock on Friday night.
And is there anything going on after the rodeo or just...
As far as I know, on Friday night, that's pretty much it.
Well, because you got to get up early the next morning.
Got to get up early. Yep.
7 o'clock, what we got going on on Saturday?
7 a.m. on Saturday, we've got breakfast in the park that's going to be put on by the wrestling team from East Carbon Recreation. So you'll definitely want to come out for that. No need to cook. Just get up and come out, have some breakfast.
Now, is there a fee for that?
I believe there is a fee. I'm not sure exactly what they're serving, but you can check our Facebook page later. I'll post some details on that.
Okay, and then the parade starts at 10.
Parade starts at 10. If anybody's wanting to participate, they're going to want to line up at about 9 o'clock. Kids can come with their bikes decorated. We have all different things for that. And I do know for the kids that put their bikes in, we have a citizen in East Carbon that often helps. I think there's some kind of a cash incentive involved for most of those participants.
Okay, so the parade begins at 10, and then right after that, you're going to, it's all day.
Yep, all day long.
A horseshoe tournament that's going to start.
Horseshoe tournament, so you'll want to come over right after the parade and go get registered right on site there over by the horseshoe pits. And then we've got, so the singles tournament will start at noon. Make sure you get there kind of early and sign up for that, too. It's a $10 per person entry, 20 individual limit on that, so make sure you get there quick. And then after that one finishes up, you've got the doubles, which is $20 per person. Singles is single elimination. Doubles is double elimination.
And then just everything that always goes on, you'll have vendors in the park. You'll have the Bohuff Car Show.
Yes, world famous Bohuff Car Show.
Entertainment all day long.
Correct. Live entertainment, lots of local talent. Our Draggerton dancers, our Matrix cheerleaders, lots of singers, lots of stuff going on.
And then at 7 o'clock, you've got a dance that runs from 7 to 11. But then the rodeo goes again.
Right.
At 8 o'clock on Saturday.
So that's usually always kind of how it's been. Some people choose to go to the rodeo for a second night. Some will just go to the dance. So at 7 o'clock, there will be live entertainment. I believe his name is Cole Maxwell, part of the Bohuff kind of rockabilly scene. And then right after that, from 9 to 11, which is usually kind of when the rodeo is starting to wrap up, you'll have Carl Potter DJing for that.
Okay. And you were saying on Saturday, they're going to have something different. Is it mini bull riders? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So sounds like it's a new thing for Sunnyside Rodeo. It's their 69th annual rodeo, if you can believe that. that, so been going on for a pretty long time, but they've got some mini bull riders. Mini bull riders, which is a new event for them, so that should be pretty fun. So okay. I look forward to.
I've been telling people all week long, if you can't find something to do in Carbon County this week, you're not trying hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going
on. So head on out to East Carbon for Community Days. It all kicks off on Friday, 3 o'clock, in the Miners Trading Post parking lot. You're going to have a parking lot party. And the great thing about that is everything, all the money that's raised there goes to Bruin Point Elementary.
Right.
That is going to be a great thing. Jen, did we leave anything out? Do we need to touch base on anything else?
I think we've got everything covered. Just come on out. Lots of the things going on, the vendors and stuff that we've got going on benefit our youth in East Carbon. You know, some of them are doing the Pepsi booth, and Navajo Tacos is something that they always look forward to. And so a lot of it going towards our youth. So good causes.
There you go. So head on out to East Carbon this weekend, starting on Friday at 3 o'clock, and just have a great time. We've got rodeos. We've got parades. Anything that you could want to do, head on out to East Carbon this weekend and have a great time. Right?
Correct.
Okay, Jen, thanks for stopping in. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.